Good evening, brothers, sisters, and seekers of truth. In the spirit of the Father and of our Messiah, Yeshua, we are one family. Brothers, sisters, a body of believers, earnestly seeking and living by the word of the Almighty, the only true thing in this world. We are being constantly assaulted from all sides by lies, delusions, myths, and sin. It lies by the door, waiting for someone to devour, or waiting for someone to open. It is a lion pacing around, looking for someone to devour. Friends, Yahweh Sabaim is with us. The Eloi of Jacob is our refuge. He shall not deliver us to the avenger of blood, but shall shelter us in his holy congregation. He has given us the whole armor of God, with which we shield ourselves with faith and fight off lies with the word of God. But by our free will, it is left to us to gird our loins, keep our feet shod, put on the armor, and remain within the walls of our refuge. If we are enticed back into the world, we shall be slain and fall into Sheol. I speak spiritually, using figurative language. Our city of refuge is in heaven, and though our heart is there, we are not. We cannot see the walls. We cannot see our shield, our sword, or our armor. Being in this world, even if not of the world, we perceive only the things of this world using the senses of the flesh. And it is by those senses, the yearning of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, that we are tempted away from the spirit back into being part of the world, like a dog returning to its vomit. It is hard, so very hard, because no man has seen God. God is invisible, unseen, dwelling in light unapproachable. No one can see his face and live. But our Messiah Yeshua is the image of the invisible God. He has made the Father known. In Hebrews it says that Yeshua is the express image of his person. Express image. That's the word character, which is like a letter or a symbol that represents an understanding. In John and Revelations, Yeshua is called the Word of God. Word in the Greek is logos, which means a spoken or written word. But from logos, we also get the English word logo, which is a symbol that identifies an organization, an idea. Like the golden arches represent McDonald's. The bald eagle represents the United States. Yeshua is the logo of God. When we see Yeshua, we see God. Now, that's not to say that Yeshua is literally God, but that he represents God. He is the fulfilling of the Word of God, the Word made flesh, the prophecies made real, which the apostles have seen with their eyes. They have looked upon him. Their hands have touched him. But that's the thing, isn't it? The apostles have seen our Messiah, but we haven't. To us, he is like God and the angels, invisible. He is a word, a thought, an idea, in which we have all placed our trust. Thomas didn't trust the word. He didn't trust the claims of a resurrected Messiah. He would not trust until he put his finger in the wound, to which the Messiah replied, "Because ye have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Paul states also, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Yeshua Messiah, whom having not seen you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. It is a blessing to us to believe without seeing, to trust without perceiving, to have faith without feeling. But that in no way makes it easier for us. We have not the spirit gifts or anything else that reveals the presence of a supernatural power. All we have is scripture, and even that has been twisted and skewed into the delusion by the world. We must be as the prophets and our spiritual forefathers who, being in the world as we are, believed without seeing. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Many would think us fools, believing in things that are intangible, unquantifiable. And yes, we are fools for the sake of our Lord. But we know that the righteous live by faith and are sustained by the power of the Most High, which is His Word. The world may take our family, our shelter, our food, and our water, but we are sustained by the Word, just as the Messiah in the wilderness. And while this body may wither and rot, our faith shall not be forgotten. The world forgets its people, but the Father does not forget His children. He shall save us. Even so, we are not without evidence. For in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. That which may be known of God is plain to the faithful, for God has shown it to us. His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature are clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. It is the people of the world that have exalted these things and given them preeminence over God, even in the faith of evolution, replacing God with the self. But we as believers understand that His existence is evident in the complexity of life, the beauty of creation. Adam was fashioned from the dust, and in him God breathed the breath of life. The breath traveled through the nostrils, down the pharynx, down the trachea, to the bronchioles, and then the alveoli in the lungs. The oxygen was diffused into the blood through the capillaries, where it was bound to the hemoglobin of red blood cells. The oxygenated blood was pumped through the heart to all the various parts of the body. The oxygen freed itself from the hemoglobin and moved into cells to be utilized in the mitochondria to create energy, to create life. Such is the beauty of the complex creation of God. And even in your creation, a new creature, called out to be a saint from the foundation of the world, being formed and consecrated in the womb to be saved from the world, for whom God did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the first among many brethren. Each brother and sister bears the image of the Son of God. And as the Messiah is the image of God, then the believer also is the image of God through the Son. The pagans needed idols, graven images, made of wood or metal. God has His own images for His worshipers, and those are your brothers and your sisters. For it pleases God to be seen through His creation, and that they obey Him and show the light of His Spirit to the world. A brother that has the Spirit reflects God in his actions, and even the atheists understand that this man is greater than the world. We know that God exists and feel His love for us through the actions of a righteous brother or sister. I tell you this, my friends, God is with you. You are not alone. For the Messiah says, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of you." If God is in the Messiah and the Messiah is in us, then we are all one and God is with us. And it is by our faith that we know that the Messiah is with us here now. He hears our prayers, knows our hearts, and loves us. The Father loves His Son, and the Son loves us. So whatsoever we ask the Father in the name of the Son, He will give it to us. And even then, even if we don't ask, He still gives to us, though we may not even know or recognize it. The Father gives to those who are His. Our spiritual father, Abraham, was called out even before he believed or was a friend of God. Abraham was loved by God for who he was going to be. Yeshua was glorified by God for what he was to become. For children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. It says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And so it was, the elder shall serve the younger. Jacob was given before he was born. So are we given by God from the very foundation of the world, not for what we do, but because God loved us before we existed. Think of all the blessings the Father has given you. And I do not mean material things, though yes, certainly God can give us stuff. But I mean for all of you to look around. We are the Ecclesia. We have the truth. We have the Word of God. So many are deluded, but we have been called out of darkness. Such a blessing, a gift that we certainly did not deserve, should not be squandered or suppressed. We must rejoice in the Word of God, for that is the evidence of God. We may be starving or homeless, forsaken by all, but there is one thing that endures, the truth, working in our hearts. That is what sustained our Messiah in the wilderness, and that too shall sustain us from death through eternal life. I can tell you now, my brethren, that when I am filled with the Word of God, I feel full of life and love. I feel the presence of the Father in my heart. I feel that He is with me, and I am not bound to the world. I am happy and content without worry or care in life. But when that focus wanes, my mind forgets the Word, and the cares of this life distract me. I feel empty, depressed, like there is a great void in my soul, and my chest feels like it is caving in. All the stress of this life weighs upon me, and I cannot even breathe. But then I open the Bible, and I read. The words echo in my mind, and I am uplifted. I somehow feel above it all, and I'm comforted. We may not have the Spirit gifts, but we are comforted by the Holy Spirit through the Word. God's presence is felt through His Word. We feel God when we look upon the things of creation. We feel God when we are in the presence of a righteous brother or sister. We feel God when we reflect upon the blessings given. And we feel God when we keep the Word of God in our minds and our hearts. The world ignores the Father, but His children can feel His presence even without ever seeing Him, His angels, or His Son. We need not dwell on what the flesh can perceive. We need only have His Spirit within us, transforming us into righteous vessels, renewing our minds and filling our hearts with joy and love. And while the flesh cannot stand in the presence of God, when the faithful and pure in heart bear the image of the heavenly, they shall see the Father and be forever reconciled as His precious children.